Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you merge right away when you see that sign that says a lane's going to be closed? Or do you go to the merge point?
So we have a team of experts on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Todd Kravitz is the district engineer for traffic at PennDOT District 11. And Trooper Melinda Bondarenka is with the Pennsylvania State Police here in Pittsburgh. And Todd, let's begin with you. Why did zippering occur? You said that that was actually originated here in the local area?
Yes, that was something we began to use around 20 years ago here, John, believe it or not. And we really thought that that would be the best way to handle traffic in construction work zones because of the high volumes of traffic we have. And it's really proven to be effective in highly congested, highly traveled areas where we reduce the lanes from 2 to 1 as we go into the work zones. You know, we've seen a lot of positive benefits.
Just as an observation as a driver, I noticed that people, if they perceive that someone's gotten ahead of them kind of illicitly in their minds by coming up the lane that's going to have to merge eventually, they're reluctant to let them move over. But once it's established and you let every other car in, it seems to go pretty well.
Yes, it does. And we've seen the same thing. It's really an educational process. And even after 20 years, we still have to continue to educate the motorists to follow the direction of the signs, to use both lanes to the merge point, and then take their turn. And when everybody does it, traffic flows a lot smoother through that work zone, and it seems to be very beneficial to even the motorists that may seem to become impatient because they get to their destination a lot sooner.
Trooper Bondarenka, one of the issues that we see, especially out when you get away from the urban core, because obviously you got so much traffic in the urban core, but when you get out and you see those signs that say left lane's going to close or right lane's going to close in 2 miles, everybody gets over immediately and you have a long stretch of the other lane being open. And then people block that lane. Tractor trailers drive side by side. Cars drive halfway in the middle of the road. Is that legal?
No, it's not. So if you have two vehicles side by side to where they're impeding the traffic, that's a traffic violation. But on the other hand, if you have, let's say the left lane is the passing lane, you've got the left lane closing ahead and vehicles need to move into the right lane, that left lane driver needs to indicate that they're trying to get over into that right lane. So they need to put a turn signal on, maybe slow down a bit if that driver in the right lane isn't letting them get over. And that's also a problem.
Trooper.
Everybody has to almost buy into that merge point for it to work effectively. And sometimes people don't do that.
Sometimes?
You're suggesting that people actually use their turn signals?
They're supposed to.
I know. That's a little pet peeve of mine. It's not a big deal if someone's ahead of you and they're turning right. But there's a bigger issue when people make a left turn and don't indicate that they're going to turn. But in this case, you would just assume people just think, well, I'm coming over anyway.
Well, the turn signal is more of a, please, will you let me over in the merge situation. That's
right.
Basically what
right.
it is.
Well, the turn signal, they're designed because, unfortunately, people aren't mind readers. They need to know what you're going to do. Common sense would say, hey, we've got to merge over up here. But you don't know when that car is anticipating merging over. So if they use their turn signal, that kind of makes everyone happy because, oh, hey, you're being polite. You're actually using your turn signal. I'm going to let you over, as opposed to when are they coming over? And sometimes it causes aggravation with that driver But if they just use a turn signal, I think it appeases everybody.
Okay, back to Todd from PennDOT. Todd, one of the things that I heard from drivers is when they see the signs that say use both lanes to the merge point, they follow those signs. But you don't see those signs at every construction site where you're merging down to a single lane. Why sometimes you put the signs up and sometimes you don't?
That's a good question. And one of the things that we've really tried to do, John, is to put that up in our construction work zones where we do have that issue where we're reducing the number of lanes from 2 to 1. It's more important that we do it more closer to the urban core where we have higher traffic volumes. As we get to the outskirts, sometimes it's not as bad of an issue for folks trying to merge because you have more gaps in the traffic. But regardless of that, where we want people to do that late merge or that zipper merge, which is most of our construction work zones, those signs should be in place directing people to take their turn and merge at the merge point. So we'll have to look into why they're not at some of those construction work zones.
And Melinda, you guys generally don't pull people over for this blocking maneuver very often, do you?
Well, it's hard to enforce at times because you have to be there to enforce it.
And if you're there, do they pay attention to you?
Most of the time they do. I mean, there are those instances where they just are kind of
stubborn,
not paying attention. Right. Just they're so used to doing it that they don't realize, hey, there's a police officer behind me.
A Pennsylvania state police officer on the highway saying, get your ass over.
Well, if that's the terminology you want to use.
But you don't, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, we get it.
I know it's a busy travel weekend. Be safe out there, Trooper. Melinda Bondarenko, we appreciate
thank you.
And Todd Kravitz with PennDOT. Keep engineering. And,
hey, thank you, Larry.
Have a safe holiday weekend ahead.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.